The Philip R. Clark closed out the 2023-2024 shipping season on the St. Mary's River, being the last freighter through the Soo Locks at around 9:45 Tuesday morning. The 767-feet-by-70-feet Clark was hauling 23,600 gross tons of iron ore to Conneaut, Ohio, then will head to Toledo for winter layup. The Soo Locks will be closed to perform seasonal critical maintenance and will reopen to freighters at 12:01 a.m. March 25, 2024. Every year, the Corps of Engineers uses the non-navigation winter period to perform maintenance and keep the Soo Locks operating, Maintenance Branch Chief Nicholas Pettit said. The Detroit District team works long hours in extreme conditions to complete a significant amount of maintenance during this annual closure period. The work they perform is unique, especially given the harsh northern Michigan winter conditions they work in. For the next 2 months, there will be an occasional tanker that will deliver its load at the Purvis Dock in Sault Ste. Marie, Ont., but they would not utilize the Soo Locks. With the Clark being the last freighter through, those people who passionately follow the vessels for the 10 months the Soo Locks are open, found it to be a touch sentimental. Those passionate followers of the freighters are called boat nerds. One lifelong boat nerd, Roger LaLave, was one of a handful of people who followed the Clark through the locks and then downbound at Rotary Park Tuesday morning. "This is what it is all about. I am no armchair boat nerd. I am freezing out here in 1 degree temperature. I have a lot of pictures of the Philip R. Clark. I do not need any more. But it is rather about the hunt and the chase. It gets me out in the fresh air and talk to others who are into the boats, too. It's a great way to socialize," Lilyev said. "It's always bittersweet. I love to see this old classic steamer closing the season. It brings back memories of shipping seasons past when I was a kid." Lilyev will still be busy the next couple of months finishing up the popular Know Your Ships annual publication. "It's kind of the changing of the seasons. It marks the beginning of winter for me. I am hard at work on the 2025 Know Your Ships book. It gives me more time to work at my computer because I am not out running around in the cold weather taking pictures," Lilyev chuckled. Another boat nerd, Andrea Guerriero, drove from Sault Ste. Marie, Ont., to capture the Clark. Guerriero has a Facebook page reflecting her passion as a boat nerd. "Our love is so deep for these ships and we are so passionate about it. I don't know if it could have been any better because of the sea smoke, no wind and lovely shots with the light," Guerriero said. Guerriero was in constant contact with the captain of the Clark leading up to the freighter heading through the locks Tuesday morning. "He is a special guy. He loves his crew so much and for him, it is all about his crew. He actually mentioned to me that it was special to be with his crew before they go home," she said. "They are happy to see that we love what they do. It makes them proud of what they do." The Cozy Corners Tavern and Grill in Barbeau is located right on the St. Mary's River. It is a great place to watch the freighters downbound heading into Rock Cut. Owner Sarah Gordon says she and her customers will miss the freighters for the next couple of months. "We're one of the lucky ones that get to have a front row seat 10 months out of the year, and I'm here to tell you, it never gets old. However, the 10 weeks without them seem like forever," Gordon said. But Gordon has plans to keep the customers coming in with various events. "We do our best to create fun things to do in Barbeau's dark days, without the freighters. Craft shows, ice fishing tournaments, kids events, sprint car races, we do our best to take advantage of the shipping channel becoming dormant and freezing over. All the activities are on our Facebook page," she explained. Maxine Anderson lives in Barbeau on the St. Mary's River. "Living on the river, I am truly blessed with the beautiful sight of freighters on the Great Lakes for the majority of the year. But as a true boat nerd, I understand the importance of the mariners and locks needing their well-deserved off-season rest. It's always with much sadness when this last day arrives, but I think most nerds feel that opening day is like Christmas morning as we all eagerly await the presence of our beloved freighters. It has become like a national holiday in our area," Anderson said.